Sudanese army released a statement last night saying that its forces engaged in fighting with the troops from the Justice and Equality Movement, which is a part of the Sudanese Revolutionary Front in the area of Wadi Bahr in North Kordofan State. And they say that they were able to inflict some damage and chase them away into North Darfur. The Justice and Equality Movement, on the other hand, released a statement saying that Jim, in fact, was able to liberate the town from the Sudanese army and destroy a number of army vehicles. Now, the problem is it is difficult to verify the claims of both sides, since journalists are not allowed into these conflict zones, especially from Khartoum. Now, having fighting in North Kordofan would indicate an escalation and extension of the fighting between the rebels and the government into a new state, North Kordofan. Usually the fighting between both sides takes place either in Darfur or South Kordofan, but this is a new development.
So since you can't get there yourself and other reporters cannot either, were you able to connect with any residents in the area and try to find out more of what really happened?
We couldn't get in contact with any residents in the area, but this particular area of Wadi Bahr, which is a part of a district called Wadi Banda, did witness some fighting last year, and this is where, in fact, the leader of JEM was killed in an attack by the Sudanese armed forces. It's not too far from North Darfur.
Well, is either side claiming deaths, that they killed soldiers on the other side?
No side is claiming deaths, but both sides have to say that they were able to destroy vehicles belonging to the other side and capture armed vehicles. The Sudanese army is saying that it was able to capture six vehicles, while the JEM is saying that it was able to capture 10 vehicles and a number of military equipment.
Okay, on a separate but similar topic, on South Kordofan, we understand that a peace agreement was signed between some Messiria clans. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, a peace agreement was signed between the two Messiria clans, Aulad Heiban and Aulad Sirul, in the town of El Ba'in in Darfur over the weekend. The agreement was supervised by Al-Hajj Adam, who's Sudan's second vice president. Now, the agreement entails that Oulad Surur pay 11,910 cows installments to Oulad Heiban as blood money, while Oulad Heiban would pay 3,390 cows to Oulad Surur as blood money. This would equal 240 cows per four persons killed in the fighting between both sides, which happened last year. Most of the fighting basically were revenge killings over disputes over lands where oil pipelines that were installed in that territory.
About how many people are we talking about that were killed in this kind of violence last year that was, specifically over the oil territory?
The initial accounts were in the scores, but a person that I spoke to from that area said that there were a number of bodies still not claimed, so we don't have a figure, but I believe the actual agreement will be made public tomorrow or the day after, and in that agreement we'll probably see an account of the people killed, but we believe it's in the scores. I mean, probably up to 100 people between both sides.
I was just going to ask you that. When people say scores in Sudan, what that means, it's close to 100. You mean on each side there were about 100 people killed?
The initial account, well, when I spoke to someone from the area, he estimated probably around 60, but given that there were bodies still not found and not claimed, I suspect that it would probably be up to 100.
Okay, and does it seem to you as though when the tribal chiefs come together and they sign an agreement like this, for the blood money, which is cows, that they will stick to these agreements?
That depends on the management of the agreement. Sometimes when the government plays an intermediary role, it makes promises that will play a role in offering blood money for both sides, and at times it is not able to do so, and that causes the conflict to start over again. So, I mean, unless the blood money is actually paid, and respect for the agreement is made, it's possible that the fighting could start again. But again, it depends on whether this blood money is actually delivered or not.
Mm-hmm. And who do you think might enforce the terms of this agreement? Would it be the tribal chiefs, or would it be the local authorities? Who would it be?
It would be both the tribal chiefs and the district commissioners in the area and the state governors. But, I mean, you have to keep in mind that the power of tribal chiefs, I mean, it used to be strong. The tribal chiefs used to have their say. But, I mean, what we've been witnessing, and this is throughout Sudan and Darfur, South Kurdistan, that the authority of tribal chiefs has just simply been dwindling. People have their own goals and ambitions. And sometimes when tribal chiefs are connected to local authorities, there's suspicion on whether they are able to deliver